This is an active investigation, and we'll continue to get all the facts for the families as well as for the American people.
What took so long to do that?
Again, in these kinds of investigations, there are several different perspectives, and we need to gather information. There was an ongoing operation immediately after they came under attack. So, again, this is a part of the process, and it's very important for us to get the facts right the first time.
Is there any understanding at this point that something went wrong within the chain of command or chain of communications?
Right now, there's no indication of that. Again, this is an active investigation, and when we have more details, we will share them.
So, again, what is known about what took place?
We know that they came under attack, and that it took about an hour before they called in for support. As General Dunford said, sometimes in those situations, the group thought that they could handle it. And then there was, within about 30 minutes of calling in for support, the French Mirages and Helos were in the air and arrived at the scene about 30 minutes later.
There was some information, and I believe General Dunford mentioned this, that a drone had been called in. Was that drone not able to help?
I won't be able to give any more details about there, but that there was a drone in the vicinity that was called in for support.
Is anything being done with reference to, apart from the investigation, to address contingencies for situations like this? Because we understand that there's a significant military in Niger and in parts of Africa, which sometimes can be permissive environments or ungoverned space, and there can be problems there. So is there any kind of discussion about what to do in these cases moving forward?
Well, as the general said, we've been in and out of that area for the last two decades, and our mission is to help build the capacity of local forces to address the threats that are there in a lot of that ungoverned space. And so we are going to undertake this investigation, and we will move as quickly as possible, and we'll learn as much as we can so that we can decide what we need to do better next time.
What is the understanding, Ms. White, of the reasoning why the troops are there? Aside from assisting the local forces there and the local governments, what is the U.S. interest overall for being there?
We have our activities there have to do with defeating ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So the mission there is to build the capacity of those local forces in order to, it's a counterterrorism mission, and therefore helping those local forces counter ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or other extremist groups.
So is the objective to essentially pressure or destroy these organizations so that they don't pose a threat to the U.S.?
Absolutely. Our mission with respect to building partner capacity in the region is to ensure that no group is able to plan or launch an attack against the homeland or our allies.
How is this incident going to inform how U.S. troops are deployed and taken care of and what their objectives are in the region?
Well, in any kind of incident like this, we always take the lessons learned and adjust and adapt and then decide, do we need to have a different posture? Do we need to put different resources into this particular area of responsibility? That's a constant deliberation that is always going on at the Department of Defense, especially when we lose service members.
That's Dana White, Chief Spokesperson at the Pentagon. J.J. Green, WTOP News.